Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
We are excited to announce that we're expanding our channel. Our radio is growing strong globally and spreading its wings. Find us in GoFundMe by searching our name, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
I am Srishti Yadav, and I'm here today with Magdala Ramirez in continuation with our Golden Era series. A little bit about Magdala Ramirez. She's a spiritual leader and healer from the Maya Mexica lineage. She was born as medicine woman from a long lineage of medicine people in Mexico, where she began walking her path at an early age, working with medicine people and pyramids of Mexico. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back ancient wisdom of union of polarities, and through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She has an online school of enlightenment that can be found at her website, and we are so honored to have her on this radio. Welcome, Ma.
Hello, everyone. My name is Magdala Ramirez, and I come from the Maya Mexica tradition. It is so much going on in the world. There is so much chaos and destruction, and this situation too with the children here in the United States. You see, those children are my own race. It's my own blood, my own DNA. And as you know, there is so many things in situation that it is happening with thousands of children right now. Why is this, and how it is related to you? What we can do about this? It is a journey. It is a journey of the human being going from that chaos and destruction world, that entropy world, into that divine order. And what is that divine order, and how this is working for us today? Today we're going to be talking about that understanding of that entropy world. You see, I didn't understand that entropy world because my English is not that great. I'm Mexican, as you know. And my first language, it is Spanish, and not even Spanish. It's a Nahuatl Spanish in our way of thinking. And this is how we see the world. You see, there is this beautiful understanding of who we are and what it is, that DNA that we carry, and what it is, the medicine that we have as a race for the rest of the world. Living in that entropy world, it is a world of decay. It is a world where everything perish. It is a world where you put attention in these perishable things. This is exactly what you're going to become. And if you put attention in these parts of yourself that they are eternal, like love, like spiritual understanding, like recognizing who you are as the daughter and the son of the Great Mother, it really will take you into a very different reality. The chaos resides in your heart, resides in you, and that it is the play that it is taking into these chaos situations in the world. We want peace. Peace is not going to happen until you become peace. We want order and enlightenment. Well, this is not going to happen until you make the work. And we all are doing it in every single possible way. You see, the situation with the children, that it really saddens the heart of everyone. These children are hard children. Because this is our race. It is part of our medicine. We carry this incredible knowledge of the multidimensionality. And we know this since very early age because it is very embedded in our tradition. And it is not just our tradition. You know, I was talking to my spiritual daughter, Srishti, that she's from India, and it is also happening in India. That multidimensionality and that heart-oriented and that family-oriented, our values are based on family and in heart, in our tradition, and what we carry deep inside of ourselves. And that is being stopped by the government. And not just stop, but very much torturing those children. Torturing the heart. Does that sound familiar to you? That have created a big traumas in the people. There is so much of that darkness going on everywhere that of course is affecting you. And it is related with you because that chaotic way of thinking, it is taking you to just perpetuating the entropy world, perpetuating that patriarchal system that doesn't want to have a heart, that doesn't want to have the understanding of the values going back into the families, the values that you understand that that value comes directly from the one that created you. That value that you recognize that it is you, the one that connects. That nobody's gonna come and do this for you. It is your choice, as it is right now, your choice of how you're gonna perceive that reality, what is going on deep inside of you. For a long time, we have been speaking about the Great Mother. And that she is inside of you. Well, that is your perfect harmony. Means that through that connection, you understand a higher truth about yourself. You understand a higher truth about reality. You understand yourself with your own powers that it has been given to you. That is your perfect harmony within your own self. And then at the moment that you want to bring this into manifestation, that order, it comes completely linked with that perfect harmony. Means that that is the Father. You see, the masculine ways, it's about the manifestation. How we can manifest all this goodness that it is in your heart, all this light, how you're going to bloom, not just being an eternal star seed. It is your time to bloom. And that blooming is bringing things into that manifestation. It's a divine order. It is the perfect orchestra of the universe, that you're part of it. Now, how do you be part of a big orchestra? First, you need to tune yourself, you know, deep inside. First, you do need to realign yourself to be part of that orchestra. First, you need to understand that perfect harmony that you are, because that will be the perfect match in that divine order. Means that your choices are not anymore for your little tiny world that is going to disappear in a few years. But it is going to be in the decisions that you make into that higher truth about love and connection, means the world of oneness and what it is. As much more decisions you make through that world of oneness, as much more roots you are putting yourself in a higher understanding, in a higher dimension, the golden era. It is true that the mother has been said in many of the sweats and ceremonies that we have, things are going to get worse before it gets better, mijita. And we understand, but we have never seen this darkness before about children. We have never seen what we are seeing right now. And it is you, that beautiful blooming light that you are, that brings that chaos into order. And it starts, as I was telling you, within your own self. Every time that human beings make decisions, make it on separation and racism and distortions, that is exactly the world that you're choosing to live in. That is exactly the manifestation that you're going to bring forward, if this is what you want. Every time that you give so much power to the government that look what it is happening right now, it is how you're going to be linked in that dimension too. We need to learn how to vibrate higher and understand the messages that it is happening right now. It is not about fighting with the government. It is the battle is within ourselves. What do we want to truly manifest? You want to manifest peace? It is the time, my brother, my sister, that you become peace and embrace peace. You know, that chaotic world, because it is full of separation, and it is full of pain and suffering, it is only going to perpetuate that dimension that it is about that. You're tired of experiencing the same situation over and over again, don't you? Well, we do need to change the channel. We do need to change and raise our consciousness to be able to do what we have come here to do and make this healing of all so many children possible. But it starts with us. Human being has been repressed for such a long time in their hearts. Human beings was imposed this horrible, horrible value system that the value becomes the car or the money in the bank. It becomes something else, you know, that it has no meaning. It is completely perishable, means it's decaying, means it's perpetuating a patriarchal system that it is dying. It is given the power to a system that doesn't mean anything for your own soul. Use your light body to comprehend what happened to you and then to heal those traumas that it was imposed on you at very early age. Every time that you make more important the world of the form, the world of the outside, thinking that you're going to change the things from the outside world, is not going to work. You're perpetuating the same thing because that it is a manifestation that it has been created in the inside world and you allow it. It is the time for the human being to recognize that there is many other dimensions and we do need to be responsible for our own decisions. We need to help these children. We need to help yourself by recognizing too what is the system is doing to the heart people, the wisdom people, because we carry a huge amount of knowledge that it is encoded everywhere in all of us. What it is happening right now that it is so completely devastated as a human being decayed if they can do this to children. My sister, my brother, it is our time as a human being to understand the journey that we are into it. from that chaotic world of separation and pain and suffering, and going into that divine order. And the only way that we can do this, it is aligning with that perfect harmony within your own self, aligning with the one that created you, aligning with your own nature. You know what? Human being, it's a peaceful being by nature. It's a caring, beautiful being, because they come from both the great father and the great mother that turns into one and only. So are you. You have the help of the father, the true father. You have the help of the mother, your true mother. And then there is you, the perfect triad. It is you that it is taking those decisions. It is you, the one who makes those changes in the outside. And don't allow these situations to happen anymore. My sister and my brother, we're heading to ceremony. It is Moon Dance light ceremony that is going to take place, and you're welcome to come, of course. And in there, we're going to make the prayers to really the mother to keep those children in the fifth, to help the people to realize that you're not bounded by only one linear time, only one dimension, and keep on perpetuating pain and suffering. Remember that every decision that you take based on that, you create pain and suffering to everyone else too. That you're going to be responsible for each one of that pain and suffering too. That person also is going to create more pain and suffering. It's a network of pain and suffering. But the same thing works when you align. When you are able to make your spiritual work and begin to make better choices for yourself. You know, we have the school online. We are open for registrations. We are open to help and assist human beings to see where their work is and raise their consciousness. Join us. Join us in ceremony. Join us in prayers. Join us to really understand that better world that we all want. No more wars and destructions. So we can live through our hearts and not only through surviving. That we can understand a higher truth about yourself. And it starts with you. You. And only you. It is our time. The golden era, it is right here with you. And bringing that perfect harmony and that divine order together, just like Father, Mother, resides in you. You have the power. You know, that is the symbol that we use of the butterfly. You know, it is your virtual reality and your other reality. And understanding how we can shift that consciousness and create a better world. Co-create a better world, because once you get it, it is a network. Everyone around you will begin to get it. You know, it is a scientific thing. It is a quantum physics thing. It's the particles and how it works. You have an incredible power to change this reality. and I want you to use it in a good way for the highest good of everyone. And of course, when you do that, you are included. And that's when the real adventure comes about. Because that adventure, it is truly recognizing yourself as a higher being. You awake incredible, beautiful experiences of light. We need your help. We need your help to help the children of God that they have been put in jails and little cages like dogs. And it starts with you. Can you change it? Can you change that part in you that feels that your heart, it's always in a little cage? That you are willing to make the journey into that beautiful divine order? You know, the Father, it is about laws. It is about the cycles of the planets, of the plants, of the animals, and of course the human being. Cycles that they are co-creating together. It is a cooperation world, not a devastation world. It is a unity world where from that essence we are all interconnected. That essence that the Mother is. That essence of yours with the one that created you. In there, you see the true Father. It is always there too. And it is about love and the manifestations of love. And that orchestra that you're part of it, and now that you're tuning in, as I was telling you about, in order to be part of that perfect orchestra, that it is giving you the next octave of what it means to be human being. In a personal note, I need to say that it has been very hard for me being Mexican in the wrong country. 100% Mexican and super proud of it, because we have this incredible knowledge. We remember. And as the last emperador have said to us, por mi raza hablará el espíritu, from my race the spirit will speak. It's happening. And it is happening in all of us. It has been very hard. But you're listening, isn't it? And in some way it is moving something deep inside of you, reminding you who you are, no matter what it is, your race. You all are beautiful. All the children of this one, the one that created you, are beautiful and they are perfect. Each one of you. That perfection, it comes directly as an image, the one that created you. It is time for you to see into that mirror of love, that mirror of understanding, that mirror that it is showing you a better way of living. Hey, it's beautiful. And it will be beautiful if human beings decide finally to embrace their own power. For the one, it's in the whole, and the whole is in the one. You are many, all together when you align. That's when you reach the orchestra of the whole. I am you. Tlatzokomate for being you in your work. Tlatzokomate, Ratsukumate. I am Magdala.
From Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com. And it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.